musical instrument. Now, an electronic descendant of the early Moog synthesizer. But it may come as a surprise to most of us to learn that the world's most advanced computer musical instrument has been developed where? Right here in Sydney. Greg Lenthan has more.
A plain-looking factory building in the Sydney suburb of Rushcutters Bay might be just the most important musical address in Sydney. Well, after Bennelong Point, that is. It's there that Peter Vogel and his associates in the Fairlight Company have developed their CMI, Computer Musical Instrument. And while you may say you've never heard of the Fairlight Computer Musical Instrument, it's quite certain that you have heard the instrument itself. Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, the Bee Gees, Kate Bush and Fleetwood Mac are just some of the pop music notables who include Australia's Fairlight CMI in their musical armoury. At the other end of the musical spectrum, Herbert von Karajan used the Fairlight computer musical instrument in a recent performance of Wagner's Parsifal. So, what does the CMI do? Quite simply, it can manufacture or recreate any sound you can think of. You can, for example, record the buzz of a bee and then play it right along the CMI's keyboard. Properly programmed, the CMI can take you to the jungles of Africa simply by touching the keys. Just a second of any sound at all, real or synthetic, can be turned instantly into a scale of notes which can be played. A remarkably compact unit, the CMI consists of a keyboard, a computer, a display screen with an alphanumeric keyboard. Any sound that's in the CMI can be displayed as a waveform on the screen. Then, most remarkably of all, the sound can be changed simply by redrawing it on the screen with an electronic pencil. So a composer can see the sound as well as hear it. He can not only compose, but create new sounds for his composition. Peter Vogel says the computer musical instrument grew naturally out of an early interest in electronics.
As a kid, I was always pulling apart radio sets and trying to put them back together, and I went through a fairly normal progression of building crystal sets and then transistor radios and on through amateur radio transmitters, and then I took an interest in digital electronics and built things like robots and little computers and things. That was before the days of integrated circuits, so when I say computer, it was pretty primitive compared to what kids are building these days.
But it didn't grow from an interest in music then?
Well, I had an interest in music, and I attempted to play various musical instruments from time to time, but I never had the perseverance to practice and perfect it, so it remained an interest rather than a skill.
Now, this Australian-developed instrument has had tremendous international success. It must have some unique features that sell it that other synthesizers and computer musical instruments don't have.
Well, there are very few comparable instruments around today because it's still a fairly new technology, although a lot of overseas companies are now bringing out similar products. The thing that makes it really unique is its ability to take a sample from a microphone of any sound you care to make and feed that into the computer memory and then play it on the keyboard. So I can, for example, take the sound of a piece of glass breaking, which is inherently an interesting sound but not eminently musical.
And that's what Kate Bush did at the start of the record.
That's right. There was a song called Babushka, which has lots of sounds of breaking glass in there. And they sound like breaking glass, but because it's played on a keyboard, it's playing actual musical notes. And that, of course, opens up a literally infinite variety of sounds for the musician. It seems when you hear the computer musical instrument played, if that's the word, that it could replace entire orchestras. Could it replace composers?
Well, certainly not. It can't really replace entire orchestras either. It can to some degree in that it gives a reasonable imitation of an orchestra, and in a lot of cases you can get away with the sounds that it makes can be passed off as real orchestras. But of course it's never going to be able to sound like a virtuoso violin player. It'll sound like a violin played on a keyboard, which is often good enough for a lot of applications.
I think a common criticism when synthesizers first began and we first heard the Moog was that there was a mechanical or a clinical sound, but that's not so evident now, is it?
No, well, with conventional synthesizers, the reason for the for that electronic sound is that it became very difficult to create complex sounds. Now, even the simplest of musical instruments make very, very complex sounds, like hitting a drum is a very simple instrument, but it makes an incredibly complex sound. And in order to make something electronically, which is as complex and therefore as interesting to the human ear, required hundreds and hundreds of modules of electronics to be connected together to do it. And so some people achieved it, like if you remember, Walter Carlos made a record called Switched on Bach, which was the really first major electronic work. And just by sheer hard work, that sounded very interesting, very live. But with smaller synthesizers, you're inevitably going to be limited. The difference with the computer musical instrument is that the computer takes all the hard work out of it for the musician as far as actually the mechanics of getting the sound. So it's now viable to make very, very complex sounds, in fact, just as complex as natural sounds, because the computer can do in a fraction of a second what would otherwise have taken weeks to do with conventional synthesizers.
At $24,000 each, they'd be a bit beyond the reach of the average pocket, but can you imagine people having computer musical instruments in the home, standing in the corner with a pianola, or perhaps today the electronic organ stands?
Oh, absolutely, it's already happening. We've sold quite a few to people who previously had no interest in synthesizers whatsoever. And, well, first of all, the price is actually very low for what it is. It sounds like a lot of money, but for people involved in the music business and recording studios, where you're talking about spending $50,000 just for a tape recorder, it's a pretty reasonable price. The other thing is it allows you to do a whole range of things other than just sitting down at the keyboard and playing it like an organ or like a synthesizer.
It can be a home computer as well.
It can do that too. It can do all the sort of computing tasks. You can use it for doing accounts or bookkeeping or whatever. But I was speaking more about its ability to play compositions without actually playing on the keyboard, which makes it a really powerful compositional tool as well as a musical instrument. And people are using it to produce, whole records have been produced just using their musical talent, the CMI and the tape recorder, because using multi-track tape techniques, it's possible to compose music part by part and put it all together to make some pretty startling pieces of music without actually having to be able to play an instrument.
There'd be a lot of musicians who would find this interview very chilling.
There would be possibly some rather poor or mediocre musicians who would find it worrying, but good musicians find the instrument very exciting because they realize that it opens up a whole range of possibilities that they've always wanted to do. And when invariably when we show it to musicians, their reaction is very enthusiastic, because suddenly all these things that have been in the back of their mind their whole musical career.
Perhaps they're not thinking about the employment implications though.
I realise that's what you're talking about, but it doesn't work like that in practice. That's something that occurs more to non-musicians than to musicians, because those musicians who've used it have suddenly found that they can do all sorts of things that they'd only dreamt of doing before and never thought they'd be able to achieve. And it's, as I said before, it can only imitate real instruments to a certain degree, and it's never going to put a good violin player or a good saxophone player out of business, because there is no, not only is there no substitute, but you wouldn't want a substitute for that sort of playing. It's a lot easier, quicker and cheaper to use real musicians than it is to use an instrument like this. The only real purpose for having an instrument like this is to do things that musicians can't do.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? Peter Vogel and his computerized musical instrument, advanced computer musical instrument. Be great to see one in everyone's home. Bit rich, the price at the moment, though. But well done to Greg Lenton and to Terry Simpson, too, because that was super just to be able to sit back and listen to it. Wonderful. I had headphones on, actually, so I managed to enjoy it a little bit more than you did, perhaps. We might replay it sometime and ask you to plug in your earphones. Right, as most people are aware, rail services north of Sydney were really badly disrupted this morning when five wagons...